Was it a positive experience, or did you get reverse discrimination? Or?
Initially, I did, because I was taking the place of a black ball player. I was taking his position, so you know there was a lot of resentment at first, and then but we did a lot of games. All of our games were based on bets. People would bet on us, and you know, so that's how we made our money, is to play the game, collect bets, whatever. And if you're good, the color barrier falls down pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I told everybody, I said, initially I had to have my own bodyguard, but once I started winning ball games, I had 16 bodyguards. Wherever I went, the players protected me. And so that's why I really enjoyed my time with them, because it was just I never dreamed I'd do this. I was supposed to be a Major League Baseball player with the St. Louis Cardinals, and Vietnam came along. This was 65, 6, and 7, and I'm being scouted by the Cardinals. I get a draft, military draft number 6. And I was singing with a group called Up With People in Canada and got my number. So I had no choice. I wasn't a superstar, so they weren't going to hide me in the reserves. I had to go serve my country, and so I did. But while I was in there, that's how I got to play in the Negro Leagues, because our Air Force team played against them, and then I signed a contract with them. The Air Force approved it because it's good PR for them. And it was great for me, because I got to continue playing baseball. Instead of going to Vietnam, I played baseball for the Air Force.
Did you ever think that this is a waste of my time? I should be trying. This is my shot. I should be playing AAA ball,
well,
and trying to get into the
I thought so, but the Air Force would allow me to think that thought anyway for 4 years, because that was my commitment for 4 years. So I knew in that four-year window I wasn't going to be released. But I'd also been told all my life that the Negro League baseball was the best baseball in the world. Mm-hmm. It's just that no one ever knew what pressure ever, you know, went over the border and went over the line to do it. And they said, if you ever get a chance to see Negro League baseball, you need to see it, because it's really great baseball. I had no idea I'd be pitching in it. So when I got in it, there were scouts always at the Negro League baseball games. And you could always tell they were white, and they would be sitting in the stands, and they're the only people in the stands that are white, and they're scouts. But there was always guys there, so I figured, well, shucks, I'll probably get a better chance now. And the Air Force would allow me to do this. That way, my four-year commitment's up, I'll just go right in to Major League Baseball, is what I thought. But four-year separation from a major league system, now we got an age problem. So, and that's one reason why I ended up being more in the scouting world.